Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning and welcome. Our guest today is Jim Chin. Jim is a licensed clinical social worker, really cool guy, and has this lots of gigs going on.
Lots of gigs.
Predominantly, he's still comfortable in Portugal.
Yes, as a junior high, I did not get things slipped.
Years of service did. Your magic shield.
My magic shield. Did many things, met many wonderful students.
A lot of great students came out of Calexico.
A lot of great students. But Mary wants her accolades right now. So another success story.
I'm surrounded by their students. That's where we're
supposed to be. Cool to meet them. On the street, and then I let them know, like Mario, hey man, you'll be paying my social security pretty quick.
$4.86 after we figure out this current economic thing.
But today we're talking about one of the other gigs that you have.
Yes, I have a private office. I've been in private counseling for over 20 years, kind of individually, kind of on the down low. But recently, last fall, opened up a counseling center. Sunshine Counseling Center, and in it there are four clinicians. You met one yesterday, Mama Munoz. She's a Spanish-speaking therapist. We have a couple Spanish-speaking therapists in Florentino Olivas, who also works for behavioral health. Bob Whalen, a psychologist in Clarksville Unified, and myself. So we have a really good crew of clinicians. Most of us are part-timers because we all work full-time. So
keep your day job.
I am going to keep my day job. I got a wife to take care of, so first things first.
What kind of service is this? Kind of like a short, like an overview.
We're kind of a general counseling center. We do individual family counseling. We have a lot of expertise working with kids. We have certain areas of expertise, like one of mine is, you and I have talked many times about drug and alcohol services. So that's basically it. I do some employee assistance. I work with a lot of employers. We have an employee who's having a meltdown, going through a divorce.
So it's called the EAP.
EAP, yes. I've been an EAP service provider for many years for different organizations.
You doing any family stuff or any group stuff over there?
Yes, actually, recently one of our goals, we're moving to a new office, and my old office is available for rent for $500 a month, so I just want to let you know about that. But our new office, we have
actually four cinder blocks. Convenient to say together. Capable.
That's right. Actually, they're Legos. Anyway, in our new facility, we have a group room. And we've done groups. We've done a grief group recently. And every Saturday, we do kind of the first Saturday of the month, we do what we call Saturday seminars. And I believe our next one is by Ms. Munoz on in Spanish about stress management. So we are committed to doing groups. And if we have the opportunity, there's a lot of things I really would like to do. It's nice that we have the actual structure now to do it because the other place is kind of small and kind of crowded.
Great. Are the seminars free?
Saturday seminars are free. They're monthly. And the other things we want to do, like I could say, I have expertise in the area of grief. That's one of the ones that
sounds painful.
It is painful. I have personally been through a lot of pain. And for me, I kind of say, well, that's what God's put me through my preparation. When I was in high school, I had, between high school and I was like 17, I had like 5 friends die. Mm-hmm. And I was in a counselor in high school and talked to me. Mm-hmm. So here I am, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic. And here I'm dealing with pain, massive amounts of pain. And me and my friends, and we were basically, I think, neglected. I'm not disrespecting the counseling, but when I became a counselor, that's kind of been a theme with me, is looking at the whole issue of grief, because, a lot of times it's ignored, or it's not dealt with, and so what do people do? They cope with it in dysfunctional ways.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingüe. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.